Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
I don't have one.
I'm sorry?
I don't have one.
Do you have that flyer, the one that you just got the number from?
No, not on me.
That's okay. Let me see if I can find a different way. Have you already been talking to somebody or first time?
First time talking to somebody.
Okay, perfect. What's the company's phone number? How about that? Let me try that way.
219-775-850.
I'm sorry? 8 what?
650.
Okay, what's the company's name? How about that?
Black Express Trucking.
Black Express Trucking. Okay. And who am I speaking with?
Wesley Clark.
I'm sorry?
Wesley, last name Clark, Clark.
Okay. All right,
and I wanted to apply for a loan for $55,000.
Okay. Let me just, I have to verify some information here first, just for security reasons. And what's the billing address here? That? Okay.
Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Zip code?
30311 zip code.
Okay, perfect. And how do you guys structure your business? Is it a LLC? Is it a corporation?
LLC.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
4.5 years.
Okay. So we have many programs available. So depending on your specific needs, just let me know what you're looking to do, and then I can point you in that direction here. I know you said you were looking for some, did you say 55?
Yes, I was looking for, I'm looking for a new office space and furniture and another truck.
Ooh, okay, very nice.
I need a down payment for it.
Right. Okay. So let's take one of these at a time here, because I can actually split it up and it might make more sense for you. Just because, you know, it's just a lot easier. Okay, so for the new office, so 55 working capital, when do you need it by?
ASAP.
Okay, I gotcha. Now with the truck, do you already have a vendor?
What do you mean by vendor? I'm already on the road.
Oh, you're already on the road, okay. Do you, so you bought a truck, or?
I'm doing a lease purchase program. I don't want to deal with this company no more. I want to branch out on my own.
Okay. And you already have the truck, correct? Or you're just leasing it?
Right. That's that truck. That has nothing to do with what I'm calling you about. I'm calling you about a whole brand new truck.
Right, okay, yeah, of course. The only reason I'm asking is just because we have equipment financing as well, and sometimes it's easier for the equipment financing. It's just like a regular traditional loan, like if you were to buy, like, let's say a car or something like that. You know, it's a little bit longer terms, better rates. So, I mean, is that what we're doing here? We're trying to get a new truck?
If you can get me the truck, yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry?
I was trying to get the money for the down payment for the truck.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can do it that way, or we can do it, you know, we can either finance it for you as well.
Okay, if you could finance it for me, the full truck price is
$80,000. $80,000? Okay. Do you already... Go ahead. Oh, the down payment is for $20,000?
Okay. $20,000, but the truck itself costs $80,000.
Okay, okay. Just curious, what kind of truck is it?
Let
me think. 2014 Freightliner. Okay. Freightliner. Okay. And do you guys do interstate or intrastate?
Interstate. I drive long haul.
Okay. So different states. Okay. Okay. And then does it have a sleeper on it?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is going to be a new truck or is it a used truck? Oh, it's a 14, so it's a used.
It's used, but I got a question. I got child support on my credit. Is that going to stop me from any of this?
You have a what on your credit? I'm sorry?
Child support.
It shouldn't. What does it look like? What's the details on that?
I'm delinquent. I got a lot of kids. I'm delinquent on child support.
Okay. Are you delinquent quite a bit, or?
It's back child support. I'm not delinquent on the current. I'm delinquent on my arrears from when I was younger.
Okay. Okay. Do you know what your credit's?
About 30,000.
Okay.
My credit score is 590.
590? Okay. Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it is that you need a truck, I'm going to get you a truck. So there's different ways that I can look at doing it, and whatever makes the most sense for you, like I can just tell you how what would be the easiest way. But you know what I'm gonna try to do, you know, you're not the first person I've had to, you know, that's in the same situation. So I have done with this before, and what I'll try to do is I'll try to get you for the equipment financing. If we can't do it that route, then we can give you that, you know, the $55,000 that you're looking for that down payment, that way. So you know, as I see it, is that you need a truck. I'm going to get you that truck. Okay?
The $55,000 was for other things, too. This could help me all the way around the board in general.
Right, okay. Perfect. Yeah, because I know you wanted the new office and new furniture and all that stuff. Okay, so that's perfect. So we got the truck. Good to go. Oh, actually, on the question for the truck, too, is this your only truck? Are you owner and operator, or do you have – how many trucks do you have in the fleet?
I'm a lease purchase. I only got the truck that I'm driving.
Okay, so you're owner-operator, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, now let's talk about this new office. What kind of office are you trying to get? Just like a, is it like going to be like a dispatch office or?
It's going to be an office where there's several computers in there. And set up like a brokerage.
Okay. Do you already have the space picked out?
Yes, the space is in Georgia.
Okay. And you already have, like, do you, did you already put, like, a bid on it or anything, or are you you already have it?
No, I just told him that I was going to get financing.
Okay.
A bid loan, then I was going to come back and do everything.
Perfect. Okay. And let me see here. Now, have you worked with a working capital loan before?
Never. Never okay. heard of them until somebody told me about them, and then I started filling out the stuff on the internet.
Okay. Okay. Now, capital loans, the way they work is that they are just unsecured cash loans, get directly deposited into your account, and then you pretty much can use the money for anything. You know, we have people use it for so many things, you know, payroll, down payments, all that stuff. So it's a really good option, and it's really nice because it's based off of your sales, so more so than your credit. What are your sales looking like? How much did you do in gross last year?
Not last year, but this year. Last year I was in the hole. This year I did around 16 to 20,000.
Okay. Let's see. Grab a kick there.
Which that will grow
mm-hmm.
if I wasn't leased on to the company that I'm leased on to, which I want to branch off from them and do my own.
Okay, I gotcha. So you're branching off and doing your own thing, I gotcha. Okay.
And then I will be grossing about 28,000 a month.
Perfect. So, all right. So you'd actually be expanding, growing for yourself. That's good. That's what I want to. That's what I want to do for you. I want to help you expand. I want to help you make money. That's what I'm here for. Okay. So, sorry. I'm just doing some office or some hand notes here. So, just going over some things. Have you gone to your local bank or anything like that?
Yep, my credit union, and they denied me.
Okay.
Okay. But I got a repo on my credit, and I got child support.
Okay, repo on your credit and child support. Okay. Now,
back in 2012.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, what I'm going to do, that's fine. You know, we work with all credit tiers. We work from A to D. So, what I always do for customers is, or with all my clients, is I try to get you approved for the most amount and for the longest term possible. And then we just work back from there. Now there's a bunch of different programs, and the only thing that what's really going to happen here is because based off of your credit and all that stuff is, you know, I'll try to get you qualified for the best programs, and if that doesn't work, then I just, you know, we'll work back, like I said. Let me see. Now you have to understand too is that with these working capital loans is that because they are unsecured. It's going to be just a little bit more expensive than your nationwide bank, but if it makes sense for the business, which it totally does here, I see, you know, you need that truck, you need that office building, you need the furniture, you need all that stuff. As long as you know that it's going to make money for you, it's totally worth it, and it's, you know, it's an awesome way to do business. Now, it would also actually help you build your credit as well, so that's another nice thing. Okay, well, here, let me see here. Just out of curiosity, because when I asked for that number in the beginning, how did you guys, just find us online, or?
No, I got something in the mail.
Oh, yeah, something in the mail? Okay, do you have that still, or no?
I'm in Indiana, that's when I was in Georgia.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
I put my phone in there.
What's that?
I put the number in my phone, though.
Oh, okay. All right, I will try to find it here. Well, let me do this. What's a good email for you?
WesleyClark60@yahoo.com.
60@yahoo.com. WesleyClark60, that's 60, at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do here is, let's just get the ball rolling on this. I'll send you an email. It'll have a list of just of short things that I'll need. It's just a one-page application, but because I'm trying to get...
I got one more thing to tell you.
Yeah.
My bank account, I don't have a business bank account. It's just my regular bank account. But it has all my deposits on there and stuff.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine if you use a personal one. Does it have your business name on there, or is it just your name?
Just my name.
Okay. I think that should be okay. If not, you know, we can go from when that. If that, we'll cross that bridge when it comes, I guess. But it should be okay. I can double check with you. But in the meantime, what I'll do is I'll send you that email. If you want, because I know you need to get this truck and the working capital, if you want to fill out both of the applications, one for equipment financing and the other one for the working capital, that way I can get you, you know, try to qualify you for both. And then it's just the bank statements and their tax return. Do you have a tax return from last year?
No, I didn't file taxes. I just had started last year in February.
In February?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, okay. So since you started in February, you didn't file taxes?
I didn't get my CDL until July the 7th.
Okay. Okay. That might be an issue, just because I know we have to have a tax return. But I can double check on that. Because I know we do startups, but the hardest thing with startups is getting that tax return. I understand that.
I didn't even file taxes last year.
That's okay. Do you have like maybe a profit and loss statement?
Yeah, with the bank card. It's a card.
I can create one, but I don't have one right now.
That's okay. Yeah, you might have to create one. Just profit and loss statement. That might work. Yeah. So then we can go from there. So let me send you this email. And then if you want to, you know, do all that stuff, send it back to me. When do you think you should be able to get all that paperwork to me?
By Friday.
By Friday? Okay. Sounds good. And then I guess I'll just follow up with you on Friday.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I'll be in touch, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.